Thanks for joining me today at InvestorIdeas.com Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, looking at today's problems and solutions for the future. I'm your host, Dawn Van Zandt, founder of InvestorIdeas.com, and hoping to share our way of making a difference in climate change. Good morning and welcome to today's podcast. Today I would like to pose the question, what happens when a company contaminates us with chemicals that last forever, poisoning our water and soil for generations to come? Well, if you're DuPont trading on the NYSE DD, you have a ready-made handbook to create spin-offs, delay court proceedings, deny any wrongdoing, and pay settlement fines only if necessary, and just go about your business as always. To explain in simple terms what these forever chemicals are and the massive problems they represent, NRDC.org, the Natural Resource Defense Council, one of the organizations attempting to hold polluters accountable, explains, non-stick cookware, grease-resistant food packaging, and waterproof clothing are all products that make our daily lives less messy, but the convenience comes at a great cost. A class of man-made chemicals known as PFAS or PFAS, which stands for per- and polyfluorical substances, is part of what makes these consumer goods water, stain, and grease resistant. PFAS are also toxic at extremely low levels, that is parts per quadrillion, posing significant risks to our health. And if you're wondering why they're called forever chemicals, it's because they are nearly indestructible. Unfortunately, PFAS are almost impossible to avoid. They are found in our homes, our offices, our supermarkets, practically everywhere. If you spend a few moments online searching for PFAS, PFAS litigation against DuPont, you will find a very long historical list of litigation that has been in court for years. DuPont and other large corporations like them play the long game, and they're willing to pay the big legal bills while they create corporate spin-offs, change the name of their products, and keep generating profits. Violation Tracker reports a penalty total since 2000 of $1,287,936,000 and the number of records at 241, of which environmental violation penalties were $648,481,000. In June of this year, the Chemours Company, NYSE, trading on the CC, DuPont, trading on the NYSE DD, and Corteva, trading on the NYSE CTVA, announced they'd reached an agreement in principle to comprehensively resolve all PFAS-related drinking water claims of a defined class of public water systems that serve the vast majority of the United States population. The class includes water systems with a current detection of PFAS-1 at any level and those that are currently required to monitor for the presence of PFAS under EPA Monitoring Rules 2 or other applicable laws. This includes, but is not limited to, systems in the South Carolina aqueous film foam forming foam multi-district litigation. The companies will collectively establish and contribute a total of $1.185 billion to a settlement fund. Contribution rates will be consistent with the binding memorandum of understanding between the companies reached in January 2021. With Chemours contributing 50%, about $592 million, and DuPont about $400 million, and Corteva about $193 million, collectively contributing the remaining 50%. The settlement amounts will be funded by the companies in full and deposited to the Water District Settlement Fund within 10 days following preliminary approval by the settlement of the court. To put that in perspective, what they're paying and what they generate, DuPont generated over $13 billion of revenue in 2022. Corteva's revenue for the 12 months ending September 30, 2023 was $17.34 billion. Chemours' 2022 net sales were $6.8 billion. Just to clarify, this incestuous pool of players are all spin-offs of the same company. The Chemours Company is an American chemical company that was founded in July 2015 as a spin-off from DuPont. And then you have to look at the Dow, which is trading on the NYSE, DOW, and DuPont merger in 2017 that then changed again later. The dissolution of Dow DuPont was completed on June 1, 2019, splitting the company into three different segments, Dow, DuPont, and Corteva. DuPont explains to shareholders, when our company was created through the merger of equal transactions between the Dow Chemical Company and DuPont de Nemours, we announced our intention to separate into three independent publicly traded companies, one of, for each of our agriculture, material science, and specialty products businesses. On April 1st, 2019, we completed the separation of the material science business through the spin-off of Dow Inc., and our stockholders received one share of Dow stock for every 3 shares of Dow DuPont stock held as of that date. This is what we refer to as the Dow distribution. On June 1st, 2019, we completed the separation of the agriculture business through the spin-off of Corteva Inc., and our stockholders received 1 share of Corteva common stock for every 3 shares of Dow DuPont as of held at that date. This is what we refer to as the Corteva distribution. This is clearly a gameplay that they took from Abbott and Costello, who's on first, just to confuse you and end up not knowing what happened at the end. And if you don't know that reference, I highly recommend you look it up on YouTube and watch it. It is one of the best comedy skits of all time, in my opinion. So why so many spinoffs? An article from ProMarket.org entitled How Companies Spin Off Environmental Liabilities to Avoid Legal Obligations might give some insight. In 2015, DuPont spun off some specialty chemical businesses into a separate company called Chemours. Chemours produced fluoro products, the most famous of which was Teflon, and other performance chemicals. Within a year, Chemours lost 3 consecutive cases finding perfluorooctanic acid, I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly, otherwise known as PFOA or C8, an input in the production of Teflon, and was responsible for a range of diseases, including cancer. While the individual awards were a small amount to several hundred thousands to a few million each, the number of cases exceeded 3,400. In 2017, the company jointly with DuPont agreed to pay $671 million to settlement claims involving PFOA, which each company was responsible for half. This settlement did not put Chemours' liabilities behind it. In 2019, the company sued its former parent, alleging its environmental liabilities greatly exceeded those reported at spin, $2.5 billion, or 5 times the amount accrued. Liabilities included those unrelated to performance chemicals, including DuPont's legacy to exposure to explosives, asbestos, and benzene. Chemours received 2/3 of DuPont's environmental liabilities, but only 19% of revenue, in addition to $4 billion in debt. The judge dismissed the lawsuit, ruling no jurisdiction, and sent the matter to arbitration. A settlement has not been reached. So did DuPont know what was happening all along? Did they just pass this on without knowing what they were passing on? UCSF has reported, according to a 1970 internal memo, DuPont-funded Haskell Laboratory found C8, one of thousands of PFAS, PFAS, to be highly toxic when inhaled and moderately toxic when ingested. And a 1979 private report for DuPont, Haskell Labs found that dogs who were exposed to a single dose of PFOA died 2 days after ingestion. What you invest in is ultimately up to you. All I ask is that you become informed, awake, and discerning. It is one thing to lose or make money. I love the possibility of making money in the stock market, but I'm also aware of the risk. Some companies succeed and some fail. That's just the way it goes, and I don't hold any grudges. But it's a whole different game to invest in a company that poisons a planet. That's it for today. Do something great for this beautiful planet each and every day. To hear more Clean Tech podcasts, visit the Clean Tech and Climate Change page on Investor Ideas. You can find it on our top template. Also, Investor Ideas has a lineup of other podcasts and themes, including the AII, the Crypto Corner, our cannabis podcast called Cannabis News and Stocks on the Move, rated one of the top investor podcasts in the sector, Play by Play, a podcast looking at sports and esports news, and Exploring Mining. To listen to any of our podcasts, visit our podcast page on Investor Ideas at investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can hear our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, and most audio platforms available to you. If you like any of our podcasts, we would appreciate you recommending them or reviewing them on your audio platform. And to help you follow and track clean tech and renewable energy stocks, Investor Ideas has created a directory of publicly traded stocks in the sector. You can find that by going to our homepage, looking on the sidebar and looking at renewable energy and environmental themes, and you'll find our stock directories there. Investor Ideas does remind all of investors to read our disclaimers and disclosures on our site. You can find them at investorideas.com/about-disclaimer.asp. It is important to read these. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded that all investment involves risk and a possible loss of investment. Thank you again and have a great day.